But first, let's shift our attention over to the pharmacy space with a focus on Pfizer, the company expected to ask the FDA to authorize its COVID vaccine for children under five, a big development. And for more on this, we have Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani with the details. Anjali.
That's right, Brian. We know that, of course, Pfizer has been planning to get their emergency use authorization request into the FDA soon. We heard from Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla earlier in January saying that he hopes to submit those details in the next few weeks rather than months. We also heard from the company that they had still needed to collect more data, and that was likely to come late March. So what's happening right now is that they're in touch with the FDA, and the FDA is really pushing for that request to come in sooner, preferably this week, as early as today is possible. But what we did hear from the company is that they're still working on collecting that data. And a quote to us at this time, we have not filed a submission and we're continuing to collect and analyze data from both 2 and 3 doses in our younger age cohort. Now that, of course, is because they found late last year, that the 2-dose vaccine was not as effective for that under 5 group. And so they're looking at a third dose. And the FDA's sort of thought process is that either way, if they do need 3 doses, it will take time, as we know, the way that adults have boosters and the time span between. So in the meantime, while that data is collected, to at least start the process of the 2 doses for the kids and wait for that data to come in time. So that's where things stand right now. We have not yet heard of a filing, but of course, staying tuned for that.
Yeah, Anjali, you know, I feel like over the last 2 years, we've become increasingly familiar with the process of filing for emergency use authorization. But there's a lot of parents who are watching this saying, when can I finally get that vaccine for my child? What's the timeline look like once this is filed?
Well, if it does come as early as this week, we could potentially see an end of February or early March start, just depending on how quickly the FDA goes through the process. We know, of course, that it will require both the FDA and CDC sign off, especially for those guidelines. But this is definitely a little bit different from the earlier set because they're willing to go ahead sort of before all of that data comes in. So that's going to be really interesting to see how it all pans out. And of course, Pfizer being the only one that is at this stage does really put a lot of pressure on them. I want to point out, too, that in that 5 to 11 cohort of a patient population, there haven't been that high an uptake. Right now, some information shows that it's sort of stagnant, about 20% of the eligible population getting vaccines in 5 to 11. So that shows that there is still some hesitancy. And while, to your point, yes, there are 5 and under parents waiting, there are also others who are still kind of hesitant. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out, and especially with all this, with the knowledge that this is being pushed, by the FDA and by health officials, to see how that plays out.
All right. Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani, thanks so much for breaking all that down for us.